regret to inform you. Your childhood has expired.
I'm gonna go record my podcast.
My podcast sucks.
Give me some water. I'm thirsty. Bitch, you're beautiful.
Get busy. Back to the grind, stand it true to your shit. Hey. Get busy.
Keep your nose to the grind, stand it true to your shit. Hey.
Check it out.
Keep your nose to the grind.
Also, to Travis's defense, I don't know if he's drunk.
Guys, we're back. Oh, baby, we're back. Okay, now, let's be real, okay? What's the date on Mother's Day? Hey, it's Sunday the 14th. Mother's Day. Now, does Travi usually put out, you know, his new routine of, is he going to do the podcast? Isn't he going to do the podcast? You know what? I'm getting distracted. This is a real thing, guys. There's a cute cat right in front of me. I want to honk my fucking horn, actually. I'm not going to do it. Guys, I'm not going to honk my horn. Oh, that was a cute fucking cat. Like, that was like, the cat looked like if you mixed paint colors, but, okay, not mix them, but if you splatter them on a fucking canvas and you didn't mix them, and then you cut out like a little circle, so you just got black, orange, white, and like a brown, and then there was like another color. And this motherfucker's got a swaggy little collar? Fuck! Anyway, that was a cool cat, and I was distracted by it, and that's fine, okay? Because, you know, fan of kitties. So, where was I? Hey, didn't put out a podcast yet, but I'm putting one out now, okay? I think I should get back to recording them once a week because, let me tell you why, okay? Now, mostly because Travi loves a routine, okay? Hey, when I get a routine down, okay, I'm telling you this with all fucking sincerity. Love it. I'm the biggest fan of a fucking set routine. No bigger set routine guy in the business. Just saying. Anyway, so I don't know. I feel like I should start doing it more because I miss doing it. So I'll record one. And then I get done and then I edit it and then I put it out. And I'm like, that was really enjoyable. You know what I mean? Because I have this feeling where, you know, I'm like, you know, the little doubt creeps in where you're like, Why would I need to do that? Who cares? But people were going back in the last month and listening, because you can see your listens and you can see the amount of people who have listened to your podcast in the last 7 days. Like, it goes by 7 days. I had a lot. It was in the triple digits who went back and listened to fucking episodes and don't know how that happened because I don't post on social media at all. I share stuff in my stories sometimes and it's not even about my podcast, but I don't know, guys. I feel like maybe Travi's got to get back into it, you know, just really get a good flow going. Maybe start like a fucking, I don't know, I was going to say something actually pretty terrible as a joke, but then I recall being recorded. Not a big deal. Do you know what I'm not a big fan of? Now, if you've been listening for a while, you're probably thinking, Travis, you're not a big fan of fucking anything. And hey, you're close. Okay. It's not that I'm not a fan of anything. Okay. It's just that a lot of things don't seem to interest me. Okay. Now, I feel like I'm an intelligent person based off of what other people have said to me. Other people have said I'm intelligent. I don't know, but I feel like I am, maybe. I can converse. You know, I can have a conversation. Okay. Dude, you pay no mind. I don't even know where I was going with that. My brain feels more autistic lately. Just so we're clear on that. My brain feels like all over the fucking place. And, that's, hey, let's get back to what I wanted to say. Okay. Do you know what Travi hates? I'm going to tell you. Okay. It's not the beginning of summer. Okay. When you could walk out in the morning and you're like, ooh, it's sunny, but what is that? What is that just cold feeling? Like a cold paintbrush just gently caressing my face. What is that feeling? That's just a nice cool breeze. It's like fucking silk in the air on my fucking beautiful manly face where I can't grow a full beard. Anyway, that's what I like. I like walking out and I like it being sunny. I like the sun coming up later. I fucking hate waking up and it's sunny outside. I fucking despise it. I love waking up when it's dimly lit outside. You know what I mean? Say like the outside world is your fucking living room. And you got old-timey shit in there. Okay, you got like a nice, like cedar fucking whatever bookcase. Oh, it's old. It's from the 1800s. Okay? And you're sitting in a fucking chair. A fucking nice cozy chair, but it's also old. You had it reupholstered or whatever the fucking word is. And you're sitting there with a nice book. Okay, you're drinking your tea. You want it nice and dimly lit. So you have a fucking bulb in your lamp that's kind of faded. And you're like, oh, it's just vintage and I love it. That's what I want to feel when I walk outside in the morning. Okay, I don't want to feel like it's already fucking 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I hate that shit. Why are we pushing clocks forward? Okay, or back? Wait, which one pisses me off? All I know is one of them pisses me off. Fall back. Okay, it's spring forward. I remember the little fucking nursery rhyme they do. So I hate the spring forward. Okay, like a fucking angry kangaroo, just fucking springing forward. That's what I hate. I hate angry kangaroos. I hate angry kangaroo time, and it bothers me. I don't like it. I like to pull back. I want to pull back. You know what I mean? I want to pull it back. I want to leave some space for the fucking sun to come up later. That's what I want. Oh, man. You know, I thought we voted on this shit, didn't we? For daylight savings time to be just fucking, just dunsies? Apparently they're fucking lying to us. Or they leave it at the fucking discretion of, like, each state or some shit. I don't know. Thanks a lot, Washington State. You cunt. So anyway, I hate summer, okay? I don't mind the beginning of summer when, like, it kind of teases you a little bit. Like, is it going to get hot? Is it not going to get hot? Ooh, you're sweating. Oh, but what's that? Well, thank you, Mother Nature, for that nice cool breeze on my sweaty bald head while I'm pulling all this paper at work. That's fucking lovely. So there's that. I like that part of it. I don't like days like today, okay, where it's 9:06 a.m. right fucking now. Okay, it's 9:06. What I don't like is I came outside and I'm like, whoa, is it 1:47 in the afternoon? Because number one, bright outside. Far too, it's just my opinion. Number two, though, the biggest number two in the fucking bowl, it was already toasty outside. Okay, listen, I'm in my truck, so it's warm in my truck. Like, if it were a winter day and I was sitting in my truck right now, I'd be like, guys, it feels so good in here. Hey, it's not winter, though. You know what I mean? I know it's only May, but guess what? It's not winter. Did you know winter wasn't in May? Did you know it's supposed to be spring? But spring's like, hey, I'm a fucking angry kangaroo. Bye. And then just fucking whatever. So here we are, and you know, it's warm in my truck. That's fine. I'm getting past it. I think we should find a way to get rid of summer. Listen, at least in Washington, okay, we don't need it. We're all set. I take vitamin D every day, okay? Who needs to go out in the sun? I've tried to explain. Okay, so people think that everyone is the same. The people think everyone is the same. Okay, people would think I hate summer because I'm fat. Okay, that's 100% not the case. I hate myself because I'm fat. Anyway, sorry, that made me laugh. That's not true, but that's funny to me. That's very funny. Oh man, that just came out of my mouth. That was good. Anyway, so I'm back to being serious, Travis. Okay. People think I hate it because I'm fat. No, not the case. I hate it because I fucking hate immediately sweating when I walk outside the fucking door. Or like the fucking, like, I like going to the park with my son. I like going hiking. I like all this shit. But not when it's 1,000 fucking degrees outside. I know you got those fucking fit people who are like, yeah, bro, me and the sun, we're like one. No, you're not, because you'd burn alive, because you're a human, okay? You're not one with the sun, okay? I want you to stare at it for 10 minutes straight and tell me how one you feel, you fucking dunce. Anyway, so I say anyway far too much, but you know who's not correcting it? I'll tell you, it's the fucking bald dude talking to you right now, not correcting it. That's a fact. So I don't like summer. Now, the beginning of summer, okay, is great. It's like a little foreplay. You know what I mean? Like you're giving some kisses. And then, oopsie daisy, you pull the strap down on the shoulder. You give him a little kiss there. Hey, what's that? Oh, I'll nibble on your shoulder. Not a big deal. I'll give you a little ha-ha. Not too hard. I don't break skin. What am I fucking... Interview with the vampire over here, you know what I mean? Because we're talking. So, you know, just a little foreplay. Oh, am I kissing down your spine? Of course I am. Am I rubbing your legs while I'm doing that? Yeah, that's the beginning of summer. Prepping you, getting you all nice and fucking just ready. And then you're like, ooh, I'm wet. And it's like, that's not from the sexiness of it. That's because it's 1,000 fucking degrees outside and summer just fucking came in full force. Okay. You are only wet because of the heat outside and not the heat coming from this mouth. Anyway, then the end of summer. Oh my goodness. You're like, I'm right there. Boom, you finished. Just like a fucking pure, powerful finish. And then here comes the rain. You know what I mean? It's all sunny and shit. And then you get occasional rain just pouring in. Yeah, you just finished everywhere. Now, I agree with you. That was kind of a gross analogy, but also pretty spot on for how summer works. Am I wrong? I don't think so. But there's also people who don't know me very well, but they think they do, who claim I can never say I'm wrong. And if I'm right now, I'm saying, am I wrong? I don't think so. I'm not giving you a definitive statement. I don't know. You know what I mean? I think summer's like sex. And that's just how that goes. Except sex is way better. You know what I mean? That's just, I don't know. Don't talk to me about that. Okay? So the other day, I was talking to my sweet baby boy, my child, my fucking little toddler guy. And, I asked him, I was like, hey, bud, do you want to go to heaven or hell? And my fucking son, without skipping a beat, I'm telling you, steady heart, okay? Without skipping a beat, he just goes, popcorn. Hey, man, you want to go to heaven or hell? Popcorn, daddy. Popcorn. So, apparently my son, he don't give a fuck. I will say this, though. I don't think they have microwaves in heaven. Just saying. But I will say, you don't even need a fucking microwave if you go to hell. You just probably get all the popcorn you want. You just throw kernels right on the ground. I mean, the ground is burning your fucking feet. Oh, my God. That'd be horrible, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be the fucking worst if you fucking went to hell and hell was real? I don't know if hell's real. I don't think it is, though. You know what I mean? I really don't. Also, I heard this fucking... I never thought about this till I was listening to something the other day. And they said God is a... Oh, what did he say? I don't think it was all forgiving. Fuck, why didn't I write it down? Oh my God. I fucking am gonna butcher this now because I can't remember. It's not all forgiving. It's like he gives a fuck, I guess. I don't know. But then it's like hard to believe because there's kids dying of cancer and all this shit. And, you know, whatever. Hey, guess what? We're done with that because I don't fucking remember. I will say this, though. I think churches should have a blood tasting at church. Okay. And they just call it like, fuck, I don't know, a Christ, the blood of Christ toasting. Okay. That's what we'll call it. And you literally just try different wines and crackers. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, you want to try a little white body of Christ? Hey, we got a little Mexican over here too, and it's just like a tortilla cooked. I don't fucking know. Hey, praise the fucking Lord. I had some burp right there. Sorry about that. Guess what I'm not doing about it? Editing it, you fucks. Anyway, so whenever you ask my son, I don't know if I've said this before. Whenever you ask my son what he's doing, he'll say, I'm playing Mario. That's what he says. He goes, I'm playing Mario. Mario. You know, the mustache fuck. So now I'm just convinced. I'm convinced he's going to have a Mario fetish later in life. Like, even if he's not gay, he's going to go, like, he'll be, like, they'll be in bed. Once he gets comfortable with a girl, you know, he'll be biting on the shoulder, rubbing the thigh, nibbling, you know, whatever. Anyway, you heard the summer thing. So he's going to go summer on these bitches. And, I just imagine he's getting physical with a girl, and then they have a good relationship. So he's just like, hey, babe, we gotta stop. I've been really embarrassed to talk about this with you, but I need something from you, and it's really important. So if you could please humor me right now and give me what I need, I'll love you more than life itself. And the girl's just like, oh my gosh, what is it that you need? And then my son, who's a fucking adult now, would just go, hey, I need you. And he pulls one hand from behind his back, and it's a Mario hat. He's like, I need you to put this hat on. And she's like, oh, okay, cool. Puts the hat on. And then he pulls out the other hand from behind his back, and he pulls it out. It's a mustache. And he just goes, I need you to put a mustache on. And she's like, what? And he's like, I need you to put the mustache on. She's like, I'm confused. Are you into men? And he's like, I'm into Mario. Now say, it's a me, and I'm gonna clean your pipe. Right when he comes, he demands she go tum, 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 like when you go through the pipe. Oh man, if he doesn't come, it goes dun, 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 or whatever the whatever the noise is when you die in Mario. If my son can't finish during sex, that's the fucking noise. It's just gonna, he's, you know what? He's gonna have a soundboard. He's gonna have a soundboard right next to the fucking bed. So if he fucking, right when he finishes, he'll lean over, he'll, oh, you know. If he's fucking really hard, it'll be like when you get the star, and it'll be, it'll just be like fucking pounding the shit out of someone. Guy or girl, don't care. Just don't let it be an animal. And so he's going to be fucking pounding the shit out of someone, and it's just going to be like, and then right when it gets done, then he fucking finishes, and then it's all, woohoo! And, this is the stupidest thing I've ever fucking said. Oh my God, it's so fucking dumb. It's so stupid. Oh man, I'm gonna fucking put in the sound effect. No, I'm not gonna do that. I was gonna spend the time finding all the fucking sound effects. But anyway, so yeah, if my son doesn't finish, it'll just be like ba-dum, and then it'll go, do 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 do, or whatever the fuck it is. Oh my god. Oh, you know what? Oh my god. And then if he turns off the light, and it's like sensual, he can play when you go into the tunnel level. Like it's like the second level on the fucking Super Nintendo Mario game or the Nintendo one or whatever. It's all dun 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 dun. And that's what's gonna be playing when he shuts off the fucking lights, and he's just gonna be fucking, oh my god, this is the best and stupidest thing I've ever fucking said, and I love it so much. Jesus Christ. Oh man, that was beyond fucking ridiculous. You know what, though? I thought about this the other day, actually, too. I did. I thought about this. So, beyond the Mario fetish, beyond that, okay? It's a me cleaning pipes, okay? Beyond it's a me. that was so stupid. Oh, my God. I really like that. I'm not going to lie to you. That's one of my favorite stupid fucking bits I've ever done. If we, like, what if we find out, be through science, through whatever, if being gay is actually determined by how you were raised, okay? Now, I know being gay is a choice right now, right, guys? I'm just joking. Being gay is not a choice. I know some of you will listen to that and think, wow, Travis really means that. Hey, no, I don't. I just talked about my son fucking a made-up Mario, okay? Dun, 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 dun. Fuck faces. I clearly don't mean it. So anyway, what if we find out being gay is determined by how you are raised, okay? My wife will be doing her makeup. My son comes over and he wants makeup on. So she'll put, like, she'll brush his face with some makeup and put some shit on there, you know what I mean? And I'm gonna tell you this right now. I don't give a fuck. The only thing I care about is that it doesn't get wiped off and it stays there for too long, because then it looks bad. Listen, if she wants to do his makeup and it looks fucking spectacular and he's happy, more power to you, because I'm going to tell you this, that fucking lady is driving with her goddamn purse on her hood. Oh no. Oh no, I'm recording my podcast. I can't stop my podcast. What? Oh no, she's going to lose that fucking purse. Oh no. Okay, anyway, back to the podcast. After I'm done, I'll take a drive and see if I can find it. That's unfortunate. So, damn it, that just fucked me completely up. Anyway, so she also paints his nails sometimes because he'll want his nails painted. And again, I don't give a fuck. I really don't. So the only thing I care about is later when it looks bad. I'm just like, if you're going to do his nails, will you at least make them look good? Like, I don't like the crappy, like don't let them chip. Like, come on, man. What are we doing here? We're not a JV squad. We're fucking varsity over here. Anyway. So, I just think it'd be funny is if you find out how you were raised is what actually turns you gay. And, like, so fast forward, you know, my son is sucking the dick of a Mario dude, okay? Dude with a big mustache and a red hat. So he's sucking his dick. And then he just stops and goes, wait a minute. With a mouthful of cock, by the way. Pulls the cock out and goes, I don't even like sucking dick. Looks at his hands. I think I just like my nails painted. All right, bro, I'm out. And then they high five and he leaves. And my son's like, well, I took one for the team to figure out. This ain't what I'm about. You know, that's just, I don't know. That's, I just think that's a logical thing that could happen. I think that's full of shit, actually. I don't think that's the case. So I got really distracted because this big ass truck drove by, and the dude was like staring in my eyes, and, the truck was loud. And, yeah, he was staring in my eyes. And as he, you know, as he drove by, I got distracted, and I didn't get distracted because of his eyes. I got distracted because I felt him fall in love with me. You know what I mean? That's all it takes sometimes. It's just a look. And he looked over and his girl was in the fucking this fucking dude's falling in love with me and his girl's in the fucking passenger seat. Well, guess what, bitch? Time to take a back seat to your boy right here. Oh man, I can't help being this fucking charming. So, I have never been to a bikini barista. You know, the coffee shops where these fully confident ladies wear bikinis. Clearly, women who've never been through trauma in their life. Yes, women in bikinis are very attractive, okay? But can I be real with you for a moment? I don't want you serving me fucking food while wearing a bikini, okay? I'm sorry. I'm just not a fan of that. I'm being honest with you, okay? I'm not. There used to be one by my work, and then it just disappeared. Like, they took it away from all the perverts out there. Then they brought another one back, okay? These fucking hussy coffee shops are like ants at a picnic. You kill one, 12 more pop up. And it's called the Ladybug or something, like the Ladybug Bikini Barista or some shit. The fucking place looks like if someone was trying to lure kids in with like a free candy sign. But it's more like, let's lure in these fucking insecure fatherless women into this little coffee shop of horrors so we can exploit them and make us a bunch of money, and they can make minimal money. But they'll probably make good tips because their tits are out. But, you know, listen, at least it'll lead to a profitable relationship later with, you know, their pimp or their boss at the strip club. Anywho, I want you to think about this next time you're making coffees, okay? And not wearing very much clothes at home, ladies. Next step, prostitution. I'm just joking. But I don't like these coffee shops. I never have. Women in bikinis, I've said, very attractive, super cool. I legitimately don't want to pull up to a coffee stand and my first thought be, hey, are we fucking? Are we in a porno? I've seen this, but it was like a plumber or a pizza delivery. How dated are those pizza delivery things? Do they still make porn with a pizza delivery guy? Like, hey, babe, I got some extra sausage for you. It's like, yeah, cool, dude. Cool. Put it on the front doorstep and leave. There's COVID afoot. Okay? How funny is that? Like, that's the new porn. It's just like, hey, I got sausage for you. And it's like, yeah, could you actually just leave it on the doorstep? I don't want to catch COVID and you're not wearing a mask. And did they have to fuck wearing masks during COVID? Because that'd be weird. That'd be really uncomfortable. Although, if you're a chick who doesn't find the dude very attractive, I guess a mask would be pretty nice. You could have him put on like a fucking, like, I don't know, who's Chris Hemsworth. I was gonna say, what's a good one? I don't know. So anyway, listen, guys, that's it for Travi. I'm gonna go fucking hightail it and see if this broad's fucking purse fell off her car. And then I'm gonna get her ID, and then I'm gonna fucking try to find her and be like, hey, got your purse. Okay. Got it right here. Not a big deal. Cool. So this was so much fun for me. I enjoyed this episode a lot. Now, did it peak at the fucking Mario fucking? Of course it did. But that's all you need to know. So I'm gonna go. Shout out to fucking everybody. Everybody who's listening. Even people who don't realize I haven't recorded in a while. Anyway, hey. Whoa, what was the thing I said? What's that thing I used to say? I know what it is, guys. Hey, preach all preach.
You just got saved by the bell, bitch!
Gram, babe.